We've learned a new batch of Tagalog lessons. Now it's time to put your brand new knowledge to the test. That's right. We're doing a pop quiz. Recording live from my apartment along a really busy road in Quezon City, Philippines, this is Go Filipino. Kumusta? Welcome to Go Filipino. Let's learn Tagalog with me, Chris Andres. This is the second edition of our bonus pop quiz that we call Go Filipino Review. We have 10 multiple choice questions covering lessons 8 through 14. You have 10 seconds to answer them correctly and then post a photo of your answers on social media. Don't forget to tag us at Go Filipino Pod. That's GOFILIPINOPOD. Plus the hashtag GoFilipino, GOFILIPINO, so that I could keep tabs if you're learning the Tagalog language right. Don't forget to follow us at GoFilipinoPod on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Please show your love wherever you listen to GoFilipino by subscribing and leaving a 5-star review wherever you listen to this podcast. You can also leave me a tip for as little as $1 a month on my Patreon. That's patreon.com/GoFilipinoPod. Or listen to this podcast using the free Radio Public app on iOS and Android. Also, check out the official merch at tpublic. That's teepublic.com/user/GoFilipinoPod. Get ready, because question number one is about to start after this break. Welcome back to Go Filipino Review. Here is question number one. In most cases, what prefix do you add to a root word to turn it into an adjective? Is it A, na, N-A, B, ma, M-A, or C, ka, K-A? Here now is question number two. What is the color red in Tagalog? Is it A, lila, B, puti, or C, pula? You have 10 seconds. This is question number 3. In the native Tagalog numbers, what comes after sham? Is it A, sampu, B, walo, or C, pito? 10 seconds starts now. Here now is question number 4. How do you spell the Tagalized Spanish number for 5? Is it A, S, I, N, K, O, B, S, I, N, G, K, O, or C, C, I, N, K, O? You have 10 seconds. This is question number 5. In shapes, what is the English word for parisukat? Is it A, circle, B, rectangle, or C, square? 10 seconds starts now. Time's up. Check your answers. We will continue with Go Filipino Review after this break. Welcome back to Go Filipino Review. Let's resume with our pop quiz. This is question number 6. In measurements, what is the ancient Tagalog version of a foot? Is it A, dipa, B, talampakan, or C, dangkal? You have 10 seconds. Up next, question number 7. How much does one guhit weigh? Is it A, 100 grams, B, 100 kilograms, or C, 100 kati? 10 seconds starts now. Here now is question number 8. Root words consist of adjectives, verbs, and what? Is it A, prefixes, B, nouns, or C, pronouns? You have 10 seconds. This is question number 9. What color refers to the Tagalog word kalimbahin? Is it A, purple, B, violet, or C, pink? 10 seconds starts now. And finally, this is question number 10. What is the native Tagalog word for pyramid? Is it A, tagilo, B, tagilid, or C, Tagalog? You have 10 seconds. That's 10 questions, but wait, we have a bonus question. What is the Tagalog proverb featured on Lesson 10? You can write your answer in Tagalog or in its English translation. The clue is, it has to do with horses. I give you 15 seconds for this. Time's up. Check your answers. We'll be back after this break. We're back at Go Filipino Review. Do you think you've answered all of the questions correctly? Post your answers on Twitter or Facebook. Don't forget to tag us at GoFilipinoPod, plus the hashtag GoFilipino. I will reveal all the answers at the next Go Filipino Review. Thank you so much for participating in this pop quiz. A new lesson will be available soon. Until next time, paalam! Bye-bye! This has been Go Filipino. Let's learn Tagalog with me, Chris Andres. For inquiries, email me at gofilipinopod@gmail.com. Special thanks to Kevin MacLeod for the theme song, Rainbows.